With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As part of the Trump administration's drive to make the nation's capital city safe and beautiful again, Washington, D.C. landmark will soon be under new management.
In its latest move exerting power over the nation's capital, the administration is taking away management of Union Station from Amtrak. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said Union Station had fallen into disrepair when it should be a point of pride for the city. President Trump, who has deployed National Guard troops to patrol D.C. streets, has also said he wants to beautify the District of Columbia and will be seeking $2 billion from Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It is the ultimate punishment, and President Trump says convicted murderers in Washington, D.C. deserve it.
If somebody kills somebody in the Capitol, Washington, D.C., we're going to be seeking the death penalty. And that's a very strong preventative.
After almost 2 weeks without a homicide, there was a fatal shooting early yesterday morning in southeast D.C. Attorneys for Salvadoran national Kilmar Abrego Garcia say he now wants to seek asylum in the U.S. The administration claims he's an MS-13 gang member, an allegation Abrego Garcia denies, and his lawyers are fighting plans to deport him to Uganda. As of today, a major American trading partner, India, is subject to a whopping 50% U.S. tariffs. President Trump ordered the steep tariffs partially in response to India's ongoing purchases of Russian oil. That helps to fuel Vladimir Putin's war machine in Ukraine. The Trump administration's plan for ending the war in Gaza and getting all of the hostages released is being discussed today at a high-level meeting in the White House. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow 77 points higher. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be packing his bags soon.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to hold a gospel festival in Belgium next month. Graham will preach the good news at the ING Arena in Brussels on September 27th. He will be joined by a number of Christian recording artists, and the event is free for anybody who wants to attend. This will not be Graham's final foray outside the U.S. this year. He is also scheduled to hold another gospel festival in Buenos Aires, Argentina, on the weekend of November 7th and 8th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Several Florida cities are facing deadlines in the coming days to paint over or remove rainbow crosswalks, brightly colored street crossings meant to celebrate gay pride. In letters from the State Transportation Department, communities are being ordered to remove them by early next month. And Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says roads are for safety, not political messages or artwork. This is SRN News. They're dangerous to the point of being potentially deadly. They're hoax calls about an active gunman. At least a dozen colleges have been the subject of such calls.
The hoax calls and false alarms have sent students and teachers scrambling for safety in classrooms and under desks, amid urgent text messages urging them to run, hide, and fight. Yet officers who swarmed the campuses looking for any threat found none. Security experts say campus officials must now find the right balance in keeping students and teachers on guard, but not panicking in case of any real threats in the future. Keith Peters, Washington.
The prospects for additional consolidation in the rail industry have dimmed. Both of CSX's potential partners are now saying they're not interested in making a deal. They say that any such agreement would not make economic sense. More details at SRNnews.com.